welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today we are recapping season 6, episode 8 of Pretty Little Liars called Framed. Framed.
And boy, were they.
And they're like, okay, we can be clever. Okay, this means more than one thing. Wow, wow, wow.
Just like something else later in the episode means more than one thing.
What?
No soy lindas.
Oh, yes. This is where I was like, is that a reach? I don't know.
I think that if it was a reach, maybe in real life. It
no, I mean like for the writer's room.
Oh.
Is this a reach? Kinda. For Lieutenant Butterscotch, I mean, I guess that's just like what it is. So no, but I know it's intended to be that. So for Butterscotch, it's not a reach. But for the writer's room, who came up with it? Kind of crazy.
But imagine that, like, it was probably like an Einstein moment in there. When they were like, wait.
And she grew up in a bilingual household. Yes. and let's just say Charles figured that out. Goes with it. It's just like, it's so funny. Like all the, Charles must have known that I grew up in a bilingual household.
The Spanish aspect to it did, that was the reach.
That's
for
what
me.
I'm saying is the reach.
I was like, I think that A was just being clever. I think A was just being clever. And yeah. Saying that these are mine, not yours.
Yes. I think also, and they're not, you know, it's not pretty and they're not yours. Like, I think both. But it is just goofy for it to be.
Aria's like, well, okay, it has to mean the second thing.
I know. She's
look
like,
at me.
She's like, it would be impossible. It would literally be impossible for someone to say we're not pretty.
Like, okay, I
at
know.
At least me.
I know that I'm literally drugged in that picture, but my skin's
look,
never been better.
I think a lot of people would see that picture and be like, I wish I would look that good in a similar situation. I'm just saying, I think people would say, I would say that if I didn't already look like that. Anyway.
You're going to lose it when you see Aria's prom dress.
Oh, I could imagine Aria in this episode was
actually,
level 10 intolerable.
If we had to write an episode for Aria.
And it was like, make her as unlikable and like as Pretty Little Podcast voted as you can.
Make her as vapid as you can.
Yeah, make her like specifically our version of Aria, the way that we see her. We could have written this.
And we got that. Especially
we would write
the way that,
verbatim what they have here.
The way that some of the lines are delivered when she's talking to Emily.
Oh my God. When they're looking at the dress and she's like, it's not really giving downtown art gallery.
Or like, whatever
what she said. I was
mean?
Like, right. Okay. And then when she's like, can you give me my jacket? And I was like, the one with the skulls. Are you guys, am I that predictable?
Yeah.
She's freaking like, she's like, perfect. I've cultivated my look. So I'm that predictable. But now I need to shake it up. I need to be a little bit less predictable.
Give me the dress with ballerinas on it.
Yes, okay. Okay, I'm going to throw everybody for a loop at the gallery.
And yeah, this isn't traditionally Hannah's color.
Yes, but here we are. Anyway, this episode actually was crazy, and I kept having to rewind to write things down because I felt like there was so much information, and you know I hate an informational episode.
It was an informational episode, but we watched it in completely different ways. I was like, skip, skip, skip.
Perfect, because there were moments that I skipped, and I was like, oh, I'm sure Phoebe will have this. Oh, great.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, well,
well
we
I'm gonna
sure
do the
will.
Recap.
Okay, great.
These are the worst notes I've ever taken in my whole life.
Dude, why?
Because I was in a bit of a rush.
No, because what? Because you're going to the bar?
Yeah.
That is not an excuse to be in a rush.
These are, okay, I haven't even done it yet. They might not be that. I say that every week. These are the worst notes
no,
I've ever taken.
No, you don't say that every week.
I said it last week and the week before.
You didn't say it to me.
I did.
I don't think you said these are the worst notes I've ever taken.
Okay.
I would remember if those words came out of your mouth.
Well, it might have been a bit of hyperbole.
Okay, well, let's not do that anymore. No more hyperbole. No more right. hyperbole Caroline, and no more rushing to go to the bar because so my notes are bad.
Guys, it was for my friend's birthday, all right?
Who cares? You should have done it earlier in the day is what I'm saying. I watched it in two parts because I said, Caroline, you're getting sleepy. You're getting very sleepy and you're not paying good enough attention. Go to bed, watch the rest in the morning.
Well, I did pay attention. Whatever. Okay. So Jason, last episode, gets his birthday invite delivered by Pennywise the Clown for Charles's birthday. Very elaborate theme Charles has going on with it. And he goes to meet Charles and Charles thinks that it's just him. Nobody else has come. He can see that the girls are at the house because if you'll remember, last episode was a crossover with Grey's Anatomy and they took all of their chips out of their neck. Hannah did. Hannah surgically removed all of their chips. So the girls think they've outsmarted A because A thinks that they are at Spencer's house. What they don't know is that they've been tracking Jason's car so that they're going to track him down. Hannah was the lucky recipient of the Karasimi scholarship, but maybe not so lucky because we realize that the Karasimi group is actually one of Jessica De Laurentiis's highest, like, that's where she would donate a lot. And they own the Radley Sanitarium. They got it shut down, all this stuff. They're just not feeling very good about the money. And they think that potentially it could be Charles's bank account somehow. Anyway, here's our couple rundown. We get a couple rundown in this recap. Sarah and Emily, if you can even believe it. Nicole, if you'll remember her, she's Emily's friend from Haiti. Like Habitat for Humanity.
Habitat for Humanity. 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 I can't even do it.
I mean,
do
I
it again.
Even, no, I can't.
Do it again.
I can't. Anyway.
Guys, I've never grabbed my mic so fast as I did to make fun of her on air.
Nicole and Ezra hit it off immediately. And Caroline cried because she thought that Nicole hit it off with Emily and we could maybe say goodbye to the Sarah situation early. That's not the case. Aria also has a little moment. It was honestly kind of a Meredith Grey coded moment when she's standing outside the brew going to meet Ezra or going to talk to Ezra about something. And she sees him sitting on the couch in the back talking about books with Nicole. And she thinks, better not go in there. And then this is like a blast from the past. Lorenzo and Allie are also dating. And we also have Clark. I can't understand if they want us to think that Clark and Aria have any sort of romantic. Like, I don't understand where they're trying to put this relationship.
It's not clear.
At all. But anyway, so we meet Clark at Hollis and he convinces Aria to submit her photos of dolls to this photo contest and she is a finalist. Lorenzo, this now we're going back to the freaking arcade. This is something that I have a qualm with about the recaps.
Don't give me what you do in the episodes where it's spread out over 44 minutes. Like, you know, where it's like, we're going to go here. We're going to leave. We're going to come back. Like in the recap.
Tell me in chronological order.
No, just do it all right now because some of us are taking notes quickly.
So we're going back there. So Lorenzo and Toby weren't supposed to be at this scene of the crime. Toby, by the way, is also high. He is high as he's ever been. And they weren't supposed to be there, but they get in there and they scare Charles off. Charles starts throwing a temper tantrum and knocking everything over and throwing things at them and injuring them and all this stuff. Then the real cops show up because Allie called the cops. Hello, my name is Allison De Laurentiis.
Hello, my name is Allison De Laurentiis. I was trying to do it in the car the other day. I was like, hello, my name is Allison De Laurentiis. Yeah, that's what it has to like sink in a very specific place.
What was that last little noise there? Anyway, so everybody's there, and then to make matters worse, the four most unliked girls in Rosewood history walk in there too, and they're like, wait, we can save the day. They don't. Allie, like I said, called 911 to say who A is. We don't know where she was at a hotel with her dad, and then Mona picked her up. She's driving there, called 911. And that's the recap.
Okay, there we have it. So we begin this episode. Everyone is at the Montgomery Mausoleum, instantly recognizable because of all that dark wood, you know.
Gorgeous.
And they are watching the news. And Spencer's wearing a beanie, just so you guys know, just the constant hat check we need. The girl that's wearing a hat is Spencer. Spencer's wondering if they're going to do, because they are trying to figure out, like, okay, we have this video of Charles as a kid, the police do, and they're trying to figure out what he would look like now. So we're wondering if they're going to do like an age progression test or sort of how we're going to figure this out. And then Aria brings in the coffee. And they think, I guess on the news, they're saying that they think Charles maybe killed Jess, right? And yeah. Allison is in the room, by the way. All of us are in the room together. And Aria's like, Allie, did you fucking know that? Like, you didn't even tell us.
Yeah, I also had I know that they're doing this to inform the audience, but I don't believe they're watching the news for their information.
I don't either.
You guys are at the center of the investigation.
I also love that at one point, Aria's like, okay, so are we done watching this now? And turns it off. And it's like, if I'm on the news, I'm never done watching it. It is on 24/7 on every TV in the house. So like, just mute it. You know, girlies, like, I know it might be hard for you to watch, but it's also, if this is where you're getting your information, I'm not turning it off until the commercial. Yeah. I'm not turning it off in the middle of hard-hitting updates.
So are we done watching this?
It was just crazy. And all the girls are mad at Allison, but I have to say it is kind of understandable because Allison
is being weird.
Why are you like my brother, my little bro, this whole episode? You don't know this person. And I guarantee you, the only reason she is like, wait, they can't kill him is because she wasn't kept in the fucking dollhouse. Allie, if you were in that dollhouse, I don't think you would be like, my poor brother.
Yeah.
I just don't think so.
I don't either. I did just want to note when Aria walks in there, she says, guys, we are almost out of beans.
I was like, what?
Don't refer to coffee as beans.
No, I literally was like, what, does she make them burritos? And then I see she's got coffees in her hands. I'm like, okay, then don't say that. Don't say that.
Fully empty coffee mugs that she yeah. and Allie are juggling, basically, when they walk
Aria's
in
like,
there.
Aria's like, I did give myself a cup of Joe because I need it. But you guys just got hot water because we are out of beans. So... anyway, but Emily does kind of have Allie's back. Everyone's like, Allison, how the fuck could you not tell us this? Allie, how can you be defending your brother? And Emily's like, maybe this is also hard for Allie to like wrap her head around. And guys,
I think Hannah's the one who asks, she's like, well, is there anything that you remember from that day when you did meet him?
Yeah.
And this is supposed to explain where all this empathy is coming from, because she says that all I remember is, he gave me his frosting and cried when he left.
How does that turn into vicious? And Allie's like, I don't even know, like,
I don't even know him anymore.
And Hannah goes, Hannah actually says what we're all thinking. You played skee-ball once. You played skee-ball once.
Literally.
She is so fucking annoyed. And everyone's like, Hannah, like, it's a little harsh. And Hannah just, unleashes. And I absolutely here for it. I love Hannah in this episode.
Did you notice that on Aria's shirt, she was wearing the shirt for a little bit longer. There's a snake wrapped around her neck.
No.
Yeah, it's a metallic snake.
And this is an Easter egg. Reputation TV is coming any minute. Taylor planned this far back. She said the Pretty Little Podcast will be on this
episode. Her master's being sold was all part of this grand plan.
It was all part of the plan, you guys. So Hannah says, if you guys are too scared to be honest, then fine, I will do it. There is nothing they could do to him that is worse than what they did to us. And like, she just flips. Spencer's like, stop it. And she goes, stop what, Spencer? She literally has had it.
I'm not going to help you give A the benefit of the doubt. And then she leaves.
And yeah, she storms out.
Then we go to Rosewood Times Square and Ashley and Hannah are talking. I guess they're going to meet Ken to ask about the Karasimi group.
Yes. This really is giving Dorit Beverly Hills right now. Hannah is giving Dorit, like, I don't give a fuck energy that we love so much. I love when a girl doesn't give a fuck anymore, because she just becomes the best version of herself. She shows up as the highest version of herself.
Yes.
And that's what Hannah's doing.
She's trying to explain. I guess they're just talking openly about A with parents
on the street. Oh, I did notice that too. I was like, I didn't know we were.
Because Hannah's like fully talking about her theory.
Yeah, she's explaining how A works to Ashley. She's like, look, A gives so he can take away. Like, this is how A works. And it's like, okay, it's not going to make sense to anybody, because you guys left out a lot. Like, that is the thing. If you had been talking to them openly about A this whole time, maybe they would be on the same page as you by now.
Maybe a lot of stuff that's happened wouldn't have happened.
That's a great point. Yeah.
So they were going to go see Ken at his office, but when they approach his office, it's like swarmed with news and press people. And they're like, not today.
Ashley's like, Hannah, I don't want them taking pictures of you. And Hannah's like, why? I look great. I look great. I'm going to go.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm your biggest fan. She like walks in, paparazzi by
she's
Lady
like,
Gaga.
I literally always wanted this.
Yeah. She's like, this is kind of what I was built for. And also, no offense, Mom, what my life has been like for a while now. So just, you might not be used to it yet, but I am. Like, I mean, Hannah has had news cars and police cars stationed outside of her house for months now.
Yeah.
So this is going to stop you from going in here? That is kind of funny, honestly. So they're going to find another way to talk to Ken.
So you go to the brew and Clark showing off potential new beau.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're thinking what I was thinking, which is that Aria specifically brought Clark to the brew where she knew Ezra would be to show off her potential new beau, as Phoebe wrote. Because I thought the same thing. I was like, of course she brings it. And it's like, what are we? I don't know. Like, I don't know what we are.
Oh,
don't ask.
No,
we're figuring it out.
We're just friends.
Oh, you thought, Clark? No, we're just, well, I mean, can you blame him if he gets the idea? But I'm not dating right now. I'm not dating right now, but it's nice to have the company. Yeah, I totally clocked that as well.
Clark is like interrogating the girl though.
Every time Clark's around her, he does this. And I'm like, is that actually why Aria likes hanging out with him? Because she loves to talk about herself and he wants to know everything. She's like, it's perfect because he never gets sick of it. Whatever I say, he is listening with bated breath.
It is ideal that I know nothing about him and he knows everything
exactly.
about me.
Exactly. She's like, it's great because, you know, he just asks and listens and doesn't really talk about himself much.
It's
which
perfect.
I don't really have room for anybody else right now. You know, I'm worried about me.
So Ezra is watching
and listening.
What Arya wants to happen is absolutely happening, except Ezra, she thinks it's working. Ezra is more like, why is this guy sitting on the couch asking you all these questions? Yeah. Like, he's Lieutenant Butterscotch.
Yes, exactly. And then Arya like interrupts Clark in the middle of his question and goes, can we just move on? I'm like, okay, when Arya is ready to move on, we all better be ready to move on.
And then we're shocked. We're shocked in our seats when we have to look at one of Arya's pictures.
Yeah, the gallery used one of her doll pics as like the, like an on ad, the advertisement, which doesn't even make her proud, TBH. And so then Clark leaves and Ezra immediately comes to grab his mug, but also just like wants to ask about Clark.
Yeah.
And Arya's like, he's just worried about me. No need to be suspicious. But it's like,
she goes, he's not a blonde-haired, blue-eyed De Laurentiis.
Yeah, not a De Laurentiis devil. He's not a De Laurentiis devil. But I love how she's like, he's just worried about me. Can you blame him? Like, she's like, of course he's worried about me. Everyone around here looks at me like I'm going to break. I'm just like, so like, you know, yeah. She like loves it though.
And we find out that Ella doesn't want Arya to go to the gallery tonight, so they're going to go to Mike's sports banquet, to which I say, Ella, that doesn't make any sense.
Ella, this is the first time in your life you have prioritized like being a parent and safety.
But I still like, it's a moment where I still am like, I don't know if.
Well, it's also a huge moment for Arya apparently. So it's like, as a parent, I don't know why your first thought isn't, how can we make it work?
Yeah.
You know,
it's we're not, and then when you're presented a solution later, it takes you a second to sign off on it.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess perhaps Ella was right. You know, when we really see how the night pans out, perhaps she was on to something.
Okay, but why?
Okay, is Ella Charles? Why? She knew exactly what was going down.
Why was knowing Lieutenant Butterscotch, that's the rabbit
Lieutenant
hole.
Lieutenant Butterscotch is not like an Ella. You were a little nervous. Why? Did you know something we didn't? I can so see it. She's like, you have a theater background. I was watching the videotapes of the people hanging up the photos, and I saw someone with a little blonde bob, a little man. But now that I know what a great actress you are, perhaps it was you in a wig. Hard to recognize you without the green face paint.
Yeah, I've seen your production once or twice.
Yes, I got comp tickets. I didn't buy them. The station gets free box seats to every touring show and community theater show.
Which one is yours again?
Which one was yours? I couldn't tell. I honestly couldn't tell.
So Ezra has the idea.
Well, Arya kind of has the idea. And I do, like, I know it's like, what happens? But I'm sorry, it's the craziest thing on earth. What, Arya, you want a cop escort to your fucking gallery tonight?
She's like, wait, this is...
She's like, they'll put on the sirens.
Did you watch the VMAs this year when Lady Gaga... got to the carpet in an egg.
We're gonna something like a riff on this.
Yeah,
a riff on this. It is crazy how she's like, and we'll just have a cop escort us. And it's like, right, that's where Rosewood wants to put their dollars. But it seems that they do. So
yeah, and actually, they do way more than Arya even asked for.
They sure do. So Allie is talking to Lorenzo at his house. He's in a sling. And Allie's dad is shutting her out. Jason's shutting her out. She's venting about all this.
Allie and Emily are the same kind of person, I guess, because she's taking care of Lorenzo like a baby bird.
She's like, wants to be a wife right now so bad.
So, well, she's like dating an older man finally that doesn't like want nothing to do with
her. It's like hilarious. Literally, it's hilarious. And he's like, oh God, it must be hard knowing the person who's responsible for all this is your brother. And she goes, well, I just hate that you got hurt. Hey, Allie, what about everything else? What about your friends? What do you mean you just hate that Lorenzo, the man you've known for a month, got hurt?
What about your friends in the dollhouse? They got hurt.
What about your friends who have microchips and then Hannah Marin did surgery? Neck surgery. What about that?
I still can't.
No local anesthetic.
That.
Okay. No numbing solutions.
That's when this show decided to get campy. That's crazy.
I mean, they said, all right. Okay, for 5 point, however many seasons, people have been saying that we are missing the mark, that we are crazy, that our storylines are outlandish even. So let's give them what they want. Let's lean in. After 5 seasons, we've decided, okay, you want camp?
Let him do surgery.
Yeah. Let's have Hannah do fucking surgery.
Not
in a sterile environment, except that it is Spencer's bedroom. So
it is sterile.
So kind of it might be. Spencer has like, you actually, we never knew it, but you do scrub in before you go. Well, I guess we actually did say that, but like
that's common knowledge.
Okay. Anyway.
That's really embarrassing.
I know.
So Ken has been talking a lot to Tanner and is cooperating. He hasn't asked for his lawyer, all this stuff. And Lorenzo agrees to try to get a little bit of information to kind of like calm Allie down.
Can I also just say that Allie's makeup in this scene is giving I was partying with Serena Vanderwoodson last night.
Yeah, why does she have like dark eyeshadow?
She has a full like slept in glam smoky eye look, which is not fitting with the light blue blue cardigan we have on.
With
like,
the lace in the back. Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is when they start dressing Allie like a teacher.
Yes. So she also made him soup and he's like, I'll just like reheat it. I'm going to bed. And she's like, no, all the healing power goes away when you reheat soup in the microwave.
Who is this girl?
I know. I've never heard of you having even eating soup, let alone making it, Allie.
And somebody tells me Jess D wasn't like a doting mother when you were sick.
Right. And she goes, I couldn't think of a better way to say thank you. And he says, I can. And they have a steamy little makeout.
Crazy. We go to the Hastings castle. It's Hannah and Spencer. Hannah is pacing around. She is giving Dorit Kemsley.
Yes, she is. She doesn't want the scholarship money one single bit.
Which, like, sorry, she's better than me. I would say that sucks that could be bad.
But, I know.
But I am taking it, guys.
But I guess I'm trying to put myself in her shoes here. And I am like, think of all the things he could decide to do. You know, like, then he owns her for the next. In her mind, I know the scholarship might cover like one speck of her tuition, but I think in this world, we're meant to believe it will cover all of it. And it's like, so then he owns her for the next 4 years, you know, is how I guess if I'm her, I would be feeling.
Yeah. So Spencer's looking at the Karasimi Group website and sees that there's an internship, but it's too late to. This is like a nothing scene.
No, but it is crazy because they're like, okay, we need to figure out like who is signing these checks. Is it Charles De Laurentiis? And Spencer's like, okay, I'll just apply to be an internship and that's how we'll find out. Oh, I missed the application deadline. Okay, well, that's not the only reason I would say that's not like the first thing I would try.
And then Spencer has to explain college credit to Hannah for some reason.
Yeah, it's a nothing burger of a scene.
It is. And I literally wrote down, Spencer has an idea I don't understand.
I know, yeah.
She's like, wait.
What if
you
I?
Have the check?
Yeah. Let me do a 10-month internship. No, but at not the
even
end
the,
of it.
That's not even the plan. The plan that they ultimately execute is the one that she explains. And because the way she talks, she's like, we will just take the money out of the bank, and then it's basically like we're being let right in the front door of the Karasimi Group.
Right. That is so true, Spence.
What?
I know. Honestly, at that point, I was like, next. Yeah. And you know what? The writers knew too. They're like, no one's going to understand, but they're going to be like, well, Spencer's IQ is higher than mine. Moving on, you know, like whatever.
We were really put into Hannah's shoes in that scene.
Yes. You know what? And thank you for that, writers. Thank you, Marlene.
So you go to the Montgomery Mausoleum and Aria is presenting her pictures to Tanner. And Tanner,
you have an eye for detail, she says. Really? What detail? Because it's just a picture of a doll. There's very little detail. I'm just saying. It's not like Aria staged this like elaborate scene or like whatever. Like it's a giant porcelain doll. She just took a picture of its head. Is that attention to detail? I don't know.
Well, it's like a little crackled face.
Oh, whatever. I don't know. I'm anyway. Like, okay, so she took a picture of that instead of its hand. Like, whatever. I don't know if that means what you think it means.
Tanner is gassing her up.
She goes, these pictures are so declarative, succinct. I'm like, are they? Again, are they? Aria also hates it. She's like, well, that's not really what I was going for. She doesn't say that, but
she's like, I kind of go more for creepy.
Creepy, unique. Eerie, haunting,
disturbing,
deeply harrowing.
Are you getting any of those vibes?
Let me know if you lose sleep tonight. If you don't, then I failed. Back to the lab.
And I actually don't want to go to the gallery tonight. So
yeah. And now that you said all that, I'm like, why would I even show these?
Exactly.
Obviously, everyone's gonna miss the point. So then LB is like, you know what? We have so much extra money at the Rosewood PD. After everything this group put us through, we are swimming in cash. So we're going to be more than happy to station all our officers on site in unmarked cars at the gallery tonight. And I was like, still no. And Aria, like, already talked to Mike and Byron, and she just, like, asks her to say yes. And LB pushes Ella to say yes, which is crazy. And so
she's
agree.
Like, I wouldn't encourage this if I thought there was a risk. It's like, okay, but you should think there's
you
a risk.
You should think there's a massive risk. And also, I'm sorry, they don't need to be stationed there tonight. They need to be stationed there for 24 hours beforehand to make sure no one sneaks in and does what they do.
This is,
like,
wait,
oh,
but why is it?
God.
Why is it kind of a serve.
It's like, such a serve.
If it wasn't so sinister, those pictures eat. The way they were set up.
They
do eat.
And if it wasn't so sinister and scary and Arya didn't have a reason to be like, I'm scared, help me.
She would have loved
it. She would have loved it.
She would have said, wait, yeah, those are mine.
She would have been like, wait, I took those.
Those are, yeah.
I took those.
And that is a self-portrait of me.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
That's and you guys don't remember it because we were all at a sleepover.
Of course. So we do see that A is watching the cameras, like watching the art gallery, and then Red Coat comes in. So now we know for sure there are two. And so we've got Black Hoodie sitting on the left, Red Coat sitting on the right, and a little clown in between them.
Of course, Pennywise.
No, but not actually. Sorry, clown doll. I should be clear because for all everyone knows that it's a real clown.
Well, right, because...
Because we do know Pennywise has left Darien and is in Rosewood.
Exactly.
How close is Darien to Rosewood? There must be a portal.
Well, I don't even know that it would be that far, Maryland.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Well, we find that out later because what is it? They say something about Baltimore and they're like, it's not that far. Oh,
yeah.
Arya says it to Clark because his parents didn't come.
Bitch.
Clark's parents didn't come and Arya goes, well, Baltimore is not that far. My God.
And also at that point in the night, I didn't know that Ella, I thought Ella was at the banquet and I was like, Arya, your parents aren't here. And you're just like being a bitch to Clark.
I think it's crazy.
So we go to the Montgomery Mausoleum, and this is quite the scene. Emily's helping Arya pick out an outfit for tonight. And then they start...
She's holding up two dresses that she selected to show Emily, okay? She chose both options. It's a test, it turns out. She's holding them up, and Emily goes, I like that one. And Arya's like, great, then I'll wear this one. And the other one, she goes, okay, well, this doesn't really scream downtown art scene. Okay, then why did you pick it? Why did you show it to Emily as an option then, bitch?
Oh my God.
And then she's like, okay, can you just like hand me that jacket? And Emily's like,
the one with the skulls on it?
Am I that predictable?
Yeah.
She's like, loves it.
Am I that predictable? She's making the Ariana Grande face that Ariana's been making.
Yes, on the red carpet that everyone hates.
Why?
The derpy little Yeah, exactly. And then we find out Arya already has her prom dress. She, of course,
oh my God,
found it in a vintage store a few months ago.
She says to Emily, she says, you know that moment when you see a dress and it's just like, you have to have it.
Speaks to you or something?
Something.
Because Emily goes, yeah, your wardrobe speaks a lot louder than mine. and then she grabs it to take a peek and Arya goes, no looky-loos. Okay, don't ever say that again. She goes, I added my own spin to match the fairy tale theme. It's like, oh, I have no doubt. I cannot wait to see what you've come up with.
You are going to be sick to your stomach.
Does it have her signature silhouette?
Yeah.
Okay, well, duh. Then I probably have seen it, but I can't wait. I mean, hilarious to think that she's like this. I mean, every moment of this scene is just who we are proven right about who we know Arya to be. Yes. You know, we have been saying every week, this is who Arya is. And some of you agree with us and some of you think we're mean. This episode is proof that we're right. We're on the fucking money, you guys.
We are.
Not the vintage store moment. And then the downtown art scene.
It gets
the
worse.
The skull jacket.
It gets worse because we learn that there's a chance the girls might not be allowed to go to prom. And here's what I'll say about this. While I understand the safety concerns, I think it is absolutely crazy for the school
to send an email only to them
and to say to these girls who were just kept in a bunker for 3 months,
we just think prom would be more fun if you guys stayed home.
You guys are kind of a lot.
You guys kind of bring it a vibe where it's like, should we have police there? And like, I don't know, we're just kind of, it's a high school prom.
The theme is fairy tale, not cops and robbers.
exactly. It's not a game of Clue, okay? It's not a murder mystery party.
This year.
It has been every other year since you've been coming.
And
we decided this year we're going to just go full fairy tale. Not the Grimm brothers, okay? Full fairy. Not the Brothers Grimm. Sorry. Whoa.
Who cares?
I do.
Arya is, this is news to Arya, and Emily goes, it's okay, we'll go to Carlos and we can sit on the patio where there's twinkle lights. And Arya may as well twirl her hair and do a little spin, and she goes, well, my dress was kind of made for twinkle lights.
It's exactly how we deliver her lines when we're making fun of her or when I'm world building and it's not something she actually said.
But this is all real,
you guys. We're not making the scene up. So you guys are like, yeah, right. You guys have been hearing us talk about the scene and you're like, none of this happened, liars. And guess what? They did.
My dress was kind of made for twinkle lights.
I mean, Phoebe and I read it the exact same way. That's how you know.
And then
there
are
no bones about it.
And we have a serious moment of character development for Arya because she asks Emily to go to the dance with her. What happened to not wanting to look like Samantha Ronson?
Yeah, wait, let's not bring. Okay, you know what? We do love a character arc. We do love growth.
It actually
Arya.
Happened in this very room when you said,
yes, yeah.
I'm not trying to be Samantha Ronson.
But it is kind of funny because she goes, do you want to be my prom buddy? Buddy, not date.
And then
she's like, let me be clear.
She
buddy.
Goes, I'll even throw in a few slow dances. I don't think Emily's
interested. Oh, you're
interested.
Welcome. Emily's like, I have plenty
lead.
Of people who want.
Emily,
I'll let
Arya
you lead.
Says, I'll let you lead. Why do you assume she wants
Emily's
to lead?
Emily's literally like, and you just turn me completely off to the idea. I know things. As if Shay Mitchell doesn't have a line of people waiting for a slow dance, Arya.
And then
Emily goes, I think I want to slow dance with someone else. Which Arya's like, oh my God, I've never felt like that before. Holy shit, that felt like a slap in the face, and I've never felt like that before. You don't. Instead of me or just in addition to me? She can't understand it. But she does guess that it's shower. And she's right.
She does guess that it's shower.
She does guess that it's shower.
She says shower too. So we go to the Karasimi group, which.
This is. Hannah's so funny in this episode.
Hannah is giving Meredith marks in this episode too.
But also, she's. I don't even actually know who she's giving because she walks in and then they're walking. Okay, someone leads them into this office at the Karasimi group and they're waiting for someone. And Hannah's like, and can I have a sparkling water? And Spencer goes, no, she's fine. She does not need a sparkling water. The girl leaves and Hannah looks at Spencer and goes, that was really rude.
Wait, that was really rude. Sometimes when Hannah has those dry moments, it's very Kelly coded.
Yes, it is. Hannah is very Kelly coded. Yes. That was really rude. It's just so funny. And then Spencer's like touching everything and Hannah's like, Spencer, stop. Wait, okay, yes, you're right. This is Meredith Marks. She goes, stop touching things and points to the mirror as if it's like a double-sided mirror. She then runs to a paper. Spencer goes, Hannah, that's not a... And I'm assuming she's going to say two-way mirror. And Hannah's like, shut the fuck up. Writes on a piece of paper that she thinks it is a two-way mirror to Spencer. And then she starts crinkling the paper.
As Spencer starts talking, she starts crinkling the paper.
If there are bugs, no one can hear them.
Which is why we said this is Meredith Marks.
And if you listened to our Tuesday episode, we got into that.
We haven't recorded it yet.
We haven't recorded it yet. It's next. But we are going to talk about it.
Oh, my God.
So then a guy walks in as Spencer tries to throw the paper into a garbage can. Sorry, recycling. And misses. And that's when
nice aim.
Yeah. Okay. This guy Reese. He's a vampire. He's actually a supernatural villain.
He's giving the guy in Nosferatu who kills himself for Count Olark, basically.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, kind
he's,
of. Yeah.
I mean, he's not giving that energy, but in the way that he talks about his employer is how this guy talks about.
Well,
the vampire.
See, I have trouble getting there with you, but sure.
Okay.
Are we thinking of the same character? I saw it a while ago, so I'm like, I don't know.
Short little man who drives himself crazy.
Okay, yeah. I don't see any. Yeah. So just making sure I was like, did I miss like a clean cut? Like,
well, when we see him in the first scene, when he sends the guy on his journey,
he's like 80. Phoebe.
No, I know.
The guy's like 80 and this guy's like 25.
No, they don't look
this guy
alike.
Is like 80. He's like balding. And when we see him, okay, there's one scene we see him look kind of normal, except his fingernails are incredibly dirty, is the other thing. But then we see him later and he's butt ass naked on a cement floor in the middle of like a pentagram, going, scratching himself, like going fucking nuts. And we see basically butthole. Okay, so no. I'm sorry, I'm not immediately following this, like, this parallel you're drawing here.
I just meant like the way that someone who believes in a vampire would talk about the vampire, like if their leader is a vampire, they'd be like, my employer.
You can try. You lost everybody, but you can try to
okay,
get this back.
Okay, whatever.
Everyone who was listening was like, she lost me. And 1, 2, 3, say it with me. 1, 2, 3, you lost me.
All right.
Sorry, Fee.
So we go to Lorenzo's apartment and... We find out that Tanner's been recording the Kenneth conversation. I'm like, why'd you even tell Alex.
I'm like, you obviously have no idea who you're dealing with, Lorenzo, because if I know one thing about Alison De Laurentiis, it's that that's not going to be enough.
No.
she's going to need more. And not in a way you're going to be cool with.
No.
I can promise.
You know how Toby complains about Spencer?
Oh, this is going to be way worse, Alice Lorenzo. Lorenzo, you have to listen to Toby complaining and you're like, wow, I can't imagine having a girlfriend who would disrespect boundaries like that. And then you met Ali De Laurentiis, who never met a boundary she couldn't disrespect.
Exactly. So, there's a profiler coming in to kind of fill in the blanks to try to figure out if there's anything from Charles's childhood that could point to why he's become the way that he has.
So then he's like, all right, I'm going to take one of these pills and go night-night.
Knock me out.
Yeah, so head on out. And she's like, actually, like, maybe I could do more laundry and dishes for you first. And then my good son, and then perhaps we can lay in the marital bed. It literally sounds like she's in Handmaid's Tale, and she's being like, there's no word for sex there. It's just then, you can try to impregnate me. That's all they do in that show. But it's literally like she's acting like she is put on this earth to be a wife and a mother. That's the vibe she's giving me now. So she doesn't leave.
And so we go to the Montgomery Mausoleum.
Okay. Meanwhile, okay, this is like crazy, but I'm like looking at Ari and Emily. Laying on Arya's bed.
Two people that have never had a conversation with each other.
Never had a conversation with each other. Certainly never laid in a bed together. And I'm like, hey, Emily, when you lay in bed with girls, you kiss them. Like, that's almost always what happens. And so I'm like, Arya, are you, like, hoping?
Arya knows that.
Arya's like...
Arya's still really shot down by the rejection. I know.
Because Arya, like, baiting it.
She's like, Emily, we could, like...
Emily, so
we could
really
lay
don't...
on my bed.
Okay, fine. I'll stop saying prom buddy. Would you want to be on a prom date? Like, I'm like, literally, what's going on here with them laying on the bed? It's so funny.
It's like, this is normal vibes when it's Hannah and Emily.
Yeah, but then exactly. It has nothing to do like with Emily and everything to do with Arya. Yes, I'm saying. So we're clear. And then also Arya is asking every question. So if you guys only kiss once, was she good? Did you like it? She's asking all these questions about it.
If you had to guess, like, do you think I'd be a better kisser?
Yeah. Do you think she had a microchip? Okay, so we're a little bit more special. Okay, so we're still more connected. Great. Did you ask her to prom? And then Emily's like being normal. She's like, prom's too big for a first date. And then Arya actually is kind of nice. She's like, well, why don't we all go in a group and whatever.
I know, because they've acted like they fucking hate Sarah more than life itself.
Literally. And she's like, she might as well say, and I'll talk to Spencer, okay? Like, I'll tell Spencer to just be fucking nice, play nice. And then Emily's like, okay, but are you okay going solo? And of course Arya's not.
She's like,
Arya's like, wait, that felt like a dagger. She's like, I thought I was, but
you think
hearing
I
it
ask,
out loud, that felt like a dagger.
Do you think I could ask Z, our English teacher?
Watch her be like, do you think Toby or Caleb would just like go with me instead of Hannah and Spencer?
She did say earlier, I'm sure Caleb and Toby will throw me a bone. I'm like,
are you?
Why?
I'm like, if I'm Hannah, I'm like, no. Yeah. I'm like, sorry.
And Hannah might be nice enough to let Caleb dance with Spencer because she doesn't know.
Because I can't talk about that.
Caroline's actually gonna...
I'm gonna have a very difficult time with it. And I love Spencer, but Spencer...
It's Spencer's best look, though. I love when Spencer gets the bangs and the wave and her hair.
I don't know if I think it's her best look. I've seen lots of pics, obviously.
Well, there's another pair of bangs that we end up seeing that are...
Oh, that are significantly
That are so
worse.
Much worse.
Yeah. You're right. Okay, moving on. So Emily's like, why don't you ask Clark? And Arya's like, no... He likes me too much. He has too many questions about A. I want to go with someone who doesn't want to interview me, which is fair.
It's so fair. We go to the Karasimi group again, and they lose me. When they start talking about business, I'm like, I know that everything is going in one ear, out the other for Hannah, which is why she's like fine letting Spencer answer basically everything.
And me too. That's why I was like, this episode is like so much of stuff I gotta write.
Basically, like, they can't really take the money back, and if they do, it'll just go back into the scholarship fund for next year. And Spencer's like, why can't you just give it to someone else?
Why don't we help you find a candidate? What are the qualifications? How many scholarships do you give out each year? I can't find any information on your website. Like, and if I'm Reese, I immediately am like, okay, so this isn't about the scholarship. This is about something else. And they say that most scholarships are offered selectively and recommended through personal connections.
And then Hannah says, and who would be picking the finalists? Would that be Mr. Karasimi? And everybody laughs at her.
Why?
Because Karasimi isn't, it's like the Latin, it's not like someone's name.
Oh, right. It means beloved. Sorry, we found that out. And so then they're like thinking it's going to be Charles. And
Hannah fully takes her phone out. sets it.
Thank God Flash wasn't on hand.
And thank God, like, your ringer wasn't on.
She didn't even look. I was so sure Phoebe, I was going to hear the shutter sound. Yeah. I was like, if I hear it, I can't watch the show anymore.
What I love is that later in this episode, we find out that Emily has never seen Jason DeLaurentis a day in her life.
Never. Well, but I do understand the, it's probably how people feel when they see us and they're like, are those fraternal twins or identical twins? You know what I mean? Because he does look like a fraternal twin for Jason.
Yeah, but I don't know if I would mistake him for Jason.
Probably not. Well, maybe the picture's blurry.
If I've like grown up. No, we see it later. It's like a full headshot, essentially.
Okay, what's with the new like loaded in 4K thing on Twitter?
I know. I noticed that. I was like,
I'm annoyed by it. It's all over my feed. I don't care.
Are they pushing it? I wonder if
I literally don't give a fuck if it's in 4K.
Me either.
Guys, I don't care. And that
at first I was like, did I do that one time and now my Twitter
algorithm
like,
thinks I care?
But maybe I wonder if fucking evil Musk is,
maybe I'll just start saying I don't like this. That's what I do now. I just say I don't like this when they try to change to something and be like, here Kevin, we're gonna show you like propaganda. I'm like, no you're not, or I'm not gonna use your fucking app. I don't like this. Moving on.
So hormone harmony. Road warriors, let's get real. Managing PMS can be difficult. When I get on to record the podcast with Caroline, it can be tough sometimes to lock into a cheerful mood. But good news, with the help of Hormone Harmony, I am able to manage my PMS and so much more. It helps me balance my moods and even improves my sleep quality. Hormone Harmony is dedicated to making women's lives better. One of the ways they achieve this is through science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. These help your body adapt to stressors. Hormone Harmony is third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten and dairy-free. It's no wonder to me a new bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. If you can even believe it, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Pretty Little Podcast at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Pretty Little Podcast for 15% off today.
Okay, so Hannah took the pic, whatever, then they leave. And they're like, that guy looks like a De Laurentiis.
And they see that there's a vault on the way out. And they're like, I bet it's in there. I bet his vampire employer's in there.
So it's nighttime and Allie is still folding Lorenzo's laundry and now she's leaving and she's going to take the spare key that he did say she could fucking take a key, which is a little, we're moving fast.
Yeah.
And she sees and I'm just like, you make it so hard, Allie. You make it so fucking hard to support you, because as she's leaving, she sees his little police officer ID card and I'm just like, can you, like, what about this makes you think it's a smart idea? And why does she go back after also? I want to say, when LB takes it and you still go back, why? Don't even
especially
go back.
Especially because what she said, when LB takes it and says, you're not.
I know.
I was like, oh my
it's
God.
Not going to be of any use to you like, anymore because it's not going to fucking work. I know.
You know this girl. Like, maybe she literally stole it from Lorenzo. She did steal
it. Well, she
it.
Did. Not
but
maybe.
I mean, like, for all you know that there's not like a relationship. Like,
I wrote very bad idea, girlfriend, about her taking that ID card.
It is.
So we're at the art gallery. Hannah and Spencer are there and cops are everywhere. And Hannah really wants to show the picture of Reese to Aria. And they say that the Kirasimi group is one big black hoodie. And Spencer's like, shut the fuck up. Big night for Aria. And then Emily shows up. She's annoyed that they're there late. And that's when Hannah shows Emily the picture and she thinks it's a photo of Jason.
She goes, why do you have a picture of Jason on your phone? I was like, Emily, use your fucking
Emily,
brain.
Emily, for real. For real.
Also, why would Hannah be like, look?
And that is, I think it's also like, look how hot Jason looks today. It's also a good point because it's like, we're here where you know there are cops everywhere. Hannah, just send it to them or show them later.
Yeah.
It's on a cell phone. Send it.
Yeah.
You're not worried about your text being tapped because you guys text like all kinds of shit. So like, I know that's not the issue.
Oh my God. So
Ezra's wearing the worst shirt I've ever seen.
Palm trees, yes. And Arya's wearing a terrible dress, as ballerinas all
but
over.
But for some reason, this dress didn't like make me want to die the same way a lot of her clothes do, maybe because it was the ballerinas. I was like, this I can handle.
Yeah. Well, it's a little
like,
more
it's
Hannah
weird,
coded.
But it's like, it's cute weird. It's something mom would have bought for me.
You know who would love this dress?
Oh, mom.
I feel bad because I just said it was ugly. KK.
And mom.
Way and mom, but
you didn't feel bad when I said mom would like it and you just called it ugly. Okay, we'll unpack that. Hey, mom, did you hear that? Just checking.
So, Arya
and Ezra, they're both, you deserve each other. You deserve each other. You're so annoying. You know?
Yeah. Arya decides to ask Ezra, her former English teacher, to...
Wait, no. Before that, though, really quick. She goes, I didn't expect you to come. I'm like, first of all, you didn't. He's everywhere you are. Second of all, he goes, well, I gave you the camera. Did you forget? I'm like, oh, my God. This is awful to, like, be around. And then, okay, yeah. Then go ahead with what she does.
She asked her former English teacher to go to prom at the school where he did teach.
And then she's like, what am I thinking? You used to teach there. Why would you want to go hang out with former students? It's like, yeah, and why does he not teach there anymore, Arya? Not just that he used to teach there, but he's disgraced. He's a disgraced former employee.
Guess what? Do you think he ends up going?
Probably.
Yeah.
I hate it so much. Okay, so then Emily's friend from Habitat for Humanity, Nicole, shows up with Ezra, and Arya is immediately so rude. The girl's like, oh my God, congratulations. And Arya's like, anyway, and literally, I mean, she gives like the nastiest face and she's like, have fun tonight. And like, walks away. She's so pissed.
I hope you enjoy the pictures.
Thanks for coming.
That's when she decided to switch the pictures out.
I guess so. She goes, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to make this even more about me. I want everyone to know what I've been through and my girls. So she goes to talk to Clark and says hi. And she's like, these photos have been so personal. I just didn't know how hard it would be to share them.
And she goes, She goes, does this ever start to feel normal? Everybody hear all the attention?
I'm like, Arya, he should be asking you that.
Yeah.
You have been getting so much attention as long as anyone's known you.
And that's when Arya insults Clark's parents because they didn't come up for this.
And he kind of gets like lost. There's almost a, where did you go just now? Moment with him where he's like, they just,
Yeah, and
yeah, like, they couldn't make it.
I'm like, did you add that as, was that a choice you made as the actor? Or like, why are we getting that tidbit?
It probably was in the script. Like, he goes somewhere for a moment. Anyway, so he says there's no one here for him except for her. And then we move on. We've got our big prize moment. We have this woman who is talking about what the prize entails. And
Ella is here, by the way.
This is so funny. She goes, I would like to thank all the artists. Guess who steps forward? Arya Montgomery.
Nobody else does.
Arya like sheepishly is like,
I was like, is she about to interrupt?
I was like, what's about to, is she about to be presented with an award and Arya already knows, like, what is she about to give a keynote speech? What's happening here? I couldn't believe it when she literally steps forward as if she's about to be crowned. Like, it was so funny. And no, I'm like, okay, do I see all the final? No, just her. So fucking funny. And then they show the photos.
At no point did anybody who was in charge of this thing
check the pics?
See those? They hung them up.
Do you know how many people are getting fired? But also, I'm like, did no one from the gallery or whoever
accepted Arya? Their names are plastered over all the art.
And the people who put her photo on the advertisement. So it's not like you could be like, well, I don't really remember if this was hers or someone else's. It's like, You chose the dolls.
You would remember if these photos were accepted.
These photos were there. And
it's four pictures of the girls. It's four. Each girl is its own picture. And it's them on the little like morgue bed with the thing pulled out. The sheet
drugged,
pulled
unconscious.
Them, unconscious.
After they were chipped.
And it says stolen dolls.
And then underneath it, oh, fuck, I didn't. Oh, like no son Lindus or something is what it says.
Which means they aren't pretty.
Or
they aren't Lindus.
And we know Lieutenant Butterscotch's name is Linda. So
I love this Ella line. Because now it's a crime scene here. Ella goes, are we just supposed to solve his riddles now?
We've been doing this, Ella. Yes, actually. That's like been the whole thing. Yeah. It's all been. And shows how much you know, Ella. But so anyway, Lieutenant Butterscotch thinks that like just how she's been trying to figure out stuff about Charles, he's been trying to figure out stuff about her, and he knows she grew up in a bilingual household. And so he used that so that she would know that was a message for her.
I guess basically the idea is just that like when she rescued the girls, she took something that Charles.
Yeah,
belongs
like they
to Charles.
Belong to Charles. And Ella is so mad. She's like screaming at LB. She's like, he was in this building and you said it'd be fine. And she goes, we're trying to find clues or whatever. And Ella goes, when are you going to find him?
Yeah, it's Butterscotch gone. Goes, we were just going to find another piece of the puzzle. And like, it is like, that's just the wrong thing to
say. Yeah. When are you going to find him? Yeah. Like, hello, this is crazy. And
speaking of crazy.
Okay. But also, Allie, how did you not have to go to the gallery? That's my question. Are you and Aria not friends at all? Did you just not have to go?
I guess.
How do you get to be at Lorenzo's, but you don't have to go to this?
She probably doesn't even know about it.
I'm like, literally, she's like, what were you guys doing tonight? Like, I literally thought it was so crazy that she's not there.
She's never really been in the, she's never going to really be back in the core.
Really? Never?
No, I was just saying that.
Oh, I thought you were like telling me that. Like, I am letting you know.
Well, she literally buries into it.
That's so true. But then gets divorced, apparently.
Which sucks.
I don't know anything about it, except that a lot of people say it like.
People were really upset about it.
It like cheapens the Emerson relationship is what I've just seen some people say.
Yeah, I don't know why they did it. Well, I think they had to do it because Emily wasn't in the spinoff.
Oh, the perfection. Ah, okay.
But Allie was. I was like, okay, long distance. Who cares?
I know. I know. Honestly, who cares?
Okay, so then we go outside. Oh, well, right. Allie's breaking in.
This is so crazy. Allie, this is the craziest shit you've done in a while. And you've done some crazy shit.
Yeah.
What the hell? Also, I'm sorry.
On fire.
How are you like just comfy doing this? You're just like not pissing yourself. You're just like not yelping around. Like I would be like, boop, boop, like the whole time. I
wouldn't
and be
able
we to
hear
help
people
it.
And she basically looks at them like they're not supposed to be there. And
she is.
It's
crazy. So she uses his ID card to like go into the room where they're like investigating everything.
And she's like looking at all the evidence. She's picking stuff up. Later she says, I didn't touch anything, while she is holding a
something.
Piece of evidence.
And Lieutenant Butterscotch goes, okay, can you put that down, please? Which is funny. She's like realizing how she can work with Allie. It's like, you can't be like, yes, you are. You should be like, can you put that down? The thing that you are literally holding in this moment. Yeah.
So she picks up this baby rattle. And when Lieutenant Butterscotch catches her, we find out that they thought it was Charles's baby rattle because
I thought it was a doorknob at first, by the way.
Me too.
Okay.
They found it in Charles's things at the bunker, and Allie says it's actually mine. There was a whole christening set, and Lieutenant Butterscotch was like, oh, maybe you're a resource too.
I honestly,
because I love the idea, and I'm not, this isn't a knock on dads have their own place, but our dad also would do this. I like the idea that Ken didn't know that wasn't Charles's.
Well, I also kind of felt like there was maybe a little bit of an insinuation here from Butterscotch that Allie's mom is doing this. Like that it's not, like she said a few things that were like, I don't know. There were just a few things that made me feel weird. And then like, she just kept saying weird things. And like Allie is like my brother. And LB kept being like kind of weird about her calling it her brother and whatever. I don't know. I just thought it was weird, but maybe she just means like, stop thinking about him like your brother, like you need to think of him as like a monster. But she does say, LB says, you may not want this for your brother, but it's necessary for the predator, talking about like,
right,
like what? I'm sorry, Allie, can you fucking stop? She loves it. I think, you know what, Allie thinks, okay, I did all this fucked up stuff, everyone hates me, everyone's mad at me, if I have a brother who my parents did all this horrible stuff to, maybe people will just feel bad for us, and then like this can just make everything okay. Like, is that what she's thinking? Like, she is completely just disregarding everything Charles has done, and I think it's crazy. Yeah. Like, girl, shut the fuck up. Who cares if he has a baby rattle? It doesn't make him human. Like,
right.
You are using this as like, it's because humanizing him. It's not even his.
Lieutenant,
it's yours. And you think it means he loves you. It's all manipulative. It's like, Allie's like, no, he loves me. He misses
Allie
me.
Allie says, part of him wants to stay connected to the family. And Lieutenant Butterscotch says, murderers can be as sentimental as mothers.
That's a good point. Okay, yeah. I think that's why maybe I thought she meant.
Because she's just like, they keep these trophies and these reminders of what they did. And all the, you know, X, Y, Z. It's not that he's sentimental necessarily.
Yeah.
And even if he is, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. So we're back at the gallery. Hannah, Emily, and Spencer get in the car.
By the way, they told Allie that they'd use lethal force if necessary.
Yes, yes. Can I just say, if I am leaving the gallery and I've had the night that these girls have had,
right,
I'm not getting in a car that was valeted. Sorry. I'm like, I need a police officer to get in the car first and make sure it's safe, right?
Yeah, and they don't think anything.
No, they just get in the valet car.
You know who would have thought of that? Meredith Marks.
Meredith Marks, well, for sure, she would have been underneath the car before. She would have been laying on the ground, like, drive over me. I'm going to look in the bottom and make sure there are no bugs. It's so funny. But I just think that's crazy of them to just, like, hop right in the car. It was my first thought was that someone was going to be in there.
And then they see Reese for, like, I am like, what the fuck?
I know.
Reese is over on the other side of the street in his car just sitting there. Reese, by the way, is spelled not like Reese Witherspoon.
R-H-Y-S.
Yes.
It's spelled like Rysand in ACOTAR, which now I guess I always like thought it was Rysand, but I guess it's Rysand. Yeah. So they're gonna follow him, and they follow him to like it's like the old doll store.
Of course, the old doll factory. Right.
Right. Of course.
Right. We every
Just
town
to
has
stay
one.
On theme.
Every town has one.
I feel like Rosewood has like more than one creepy little doll.
Aria's like, wait, guys, I love this. If they had shown my pictures,
Clark must just be there scoping it out to see if I'd want to take pics there.
Yeah,
that must be why he's there. So they go there and they fucking see Reese go in, and then literally another car pulls up. And I want to say, guys, your car is actually out in plain sight. If I'm anyone pulling up, I'm like, okay, there are more people here than are supposed to be. And Clark gets out and goes in the building. So we're a little bit stressed out.
And
about
they're like,
this.
Fuck.
Great, now I have to tell Aria this.
Tell Aria, and she's not going to believe
she's
us.
She's going to be obnoxious.
It's going to be like when we said as Rosé, and it took.
She's going to say, you guys don't want anything good for me. You guys just don't ever want me to have anyone good in my life. Aria's waiting outside the gallery, and Ezra comes, and he's offering a driver home.
And Aria goes, I like her.
He's like, I'm sorry. Nicole, seems nice. Like, it's just so, it's like, okay, do you want to ride or no?
It's like, Aria, how many movies have you seen, and how, like, you are waiting for every opportunity in your life to make it a movie.
Yes. Ezra's like, she's a photographer too, this wasn't a date, whatever, I'm actually considering going and doing Habitat for Humanity, and that's why, like, I've been talking to her. And Ezra tells Aria that he thinks Charles is very close to being caught, and he thinks Charles knows it. And Aria's like, actually, I think he wants us back. Like, and she really opens up. She has this monologue where she opens up to Ezra about some of the stuff they actually went through and explains that they were drugged and their clothes were taken off. And he posed them in those photos that were just shown. And she kind of reminisces on, like, wishing she had been in Iceland again. And now she's just, like, still freezing cold all the time. And she's whatever. And he comforts her.
Yes. And then...
So Allie goes back to Lorenzo's house for some fucking reason.
To return the key, I guess. That's her excuse. And he gets up and
he's creepy,
says,
though.
He's
sleeping when she walks in, and then he just, like, shows up right
but
behind
her. But he's, like, he was pretending to sleep because we know that he knows that he's going to have to go in front of the disciplinary board.
Oh, my God.
And I'm a little still... Like, I know... An investigation was jeopardized because he was in the comfort of his own home. Mm-hmm. He put it probably where he puts it every day. And
we all know what Allison De Laurentiis is capable of.
I just don't think it's his fault.
And I think they know that too.
So
I think,
give
you know
him a
what?
Break.
Except for how old is Lorenzo?
Too old. They're like, wait.
You
wait,
guys are fucking?
She's like,
she's like, I don't give a fuck about the ID card.
The board
card.
Is like, wait, you think you're here for the ID?
Yeah. Why
we
are you
found out that you were having relations with a minor.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm honestly like, I know we're feeling bad for Lorenzo because he seems like one of the good guys. He's still not. There are no good guys except Caleb.
And Toby.
I guess. But Toby did do drugs last episode.
Toby's a bad boy.
Just kidding.
You don't. Caleb and Hannah get. They
definitely get stoned.
Yes. In that fucking apartment. Absolutely.
For sure.
So.
Shower comes in. She's like, it smells funky in here. Can I try? Never tried weed before because I was locked up. That's actually pretty good.
That was good.
Thanks.
if
also, I didn't say so myself.
Also, guys, I'll talk more about. This headshot in the Tuesday episode that you guys should all go listen to that we've already recorded. But Dorinda Medley's headshot on the Traitors looks like Sarah Harvey.
It does. It looks so much like Sarah. It's so true.
It's crazy. It's the big eyes and the way that she's looking up.
Well, and the hair, of course. Mostly the hair. Phoebe's like, I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. We'll post the pic and you guys let us know what you think it is.
Oh, my God. So
he says, did you get what you were looking for? And
she's like, no.
She's like, literally, I didn't. So I still need you, Lorenzo. I still need you, Enzo. And she's like, We find out he has to report to the disciplinary committee on Monday.
He said, why didn't you ask?
Well, he's like, you doted on me. You did all these things for me. You let me fall asleep. He's so you could go do that?
He's describing the old Allison, and I think Allison's having this moment of like, fuck, like I am still kind of that person.
Right. And well, there is that great moment of him being like, yeah, you, why didn't you just ask me? And she says, you would have said no.
And I would have done the
exact same thing anyway. And like that is
that's Allie.
Such a self-aware moment for Allie, but it's also like you can because you can see that it kind of hurts her, but she knows that is the truth.
Right.
And I like that she's not hiding that from him. Like there are no that is the thing is there are no games with Lorenzo. And that's what's nice. We've seen her play the cat and mouse or the I know you want to kiss me like that game with every guy. And this is someone where she actually is. It might not seem like it to him because, of course, this isn't a normal relationship for any regular human. But the fact of the matter is this is the most honest relationship she's ever had.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it's like sucks that. But yeah.
And she's like trying to break it. Like
she's like, they're going to shoot him on sight. They're going to kill my brother. And I like, don't even know him. Yeah. He's like, I am they. Who you're talking about.
I am they.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, then we go to the Marin Manor and
this is crazy. Every time I see Ella Montgomery and Ashley Marin interacting, I'm like, this isn't right. Something about this isn't right.
Ashley can't stand her.
I mean, it's the weirdest thing. Ashley's like, what kind of tea can I get you? Ella is like, I'm not answering until you put a gun to my head. Like Ella literally is like, I'm sorry, I'm lost.
I'm lost in thought. She does that thing that a lot of people do where they like hold their hands right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In front of their chest.
Twiddling her thumbs even.
And walk around.
Her green stained thumbs.
Yes. And she's like, it's permanent, but it's what you
Ashley's
do.
Ashley's like, do you mind not sitting on the furniture? It's just covered in green paint.
It's what you do for the art.
Yes. So, no, literally though, Ashley offers her like 15 different kinds of tea. Ella doesn't acknowledge at all. And apparently she's here about the school board email, or that's what Ashley thinks, because Ashley was not at the gallery and Hannah is not home. So Ashley has no idea what happened
which
tonight.
Is crazy.
She's like, Ella, why are you acting so weird?
This is normal. This is a walk in the park. And apparently the school board said no, they finalized and said, guys can't go.
It's so crazy.
They were taking a vote because there were a couple complaints, the Campbell family,
you know,
I'm sure.
And honestly, it's not even about what happened. They just kind of kill the vibe, honestly. Like the girls walk in and everyone's like, oh, great. And like, it kind of just kills the party vibe. So not this year.
Maybe next year.
We're probably going to get help back.
I want that show. I want the B scenes of of Rosewood. Like the way that
The scenes that we have to world build for ourselves. Exactly. I want them.
I want the way the Gilmore Girls builds the whole community and the lore of everything
and it's
that goes.
Like, it doesn't really matter in that moment what Miss Patty is doing or whoever, but it's like
it's good to know. It's all part of it. It's good information.
And you weave it all together. And so like you have a really fleshed out world here. We don't get that. But if you listen to the Pretty Little Podcast, you do get that.
I want the town hall meetings that none of the girls are a part of, the parents are a part of, where they're just like, these girls are terrorizing the town.
Yes. I want to be a fly on the wall at a no con party when Allie's just gone missing and everyone's just talking about her. Like, and what do you think happened? You know, I want to be there.
I want that. I want to hear mom.
I want to be in the coat check at homecoming after all the liars go in and give their coats away.
And they're like, wait.
And the moms are talking about the girls.
In the dresses.
Yes. That's what I want.
Yes.
Is it too much to ask?
Maybe.
You're right. Hey, Sarah. Not Harvey. Sorry. Shepherd. So we'll just call her. Sarah.
Hey, girl.
We need a few more things. Guys, don't you love that, like, we are Sarah Shepherd's favorite Pretty Little Liars podcast? That's
well, now
true.
We're the only one.
That's true. No, we're not. There are a million Pretty Little Liars podcasts.
There are a million Pretty Little podcasts, and people will tell you that.
And people, and ask anyone. They'll tell you that. But there are a million Pretty Little Liars podcasts that just aren't hosted by
us.
Us or actors. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we're a fave.
Ella fills Ashley in on the gallery, and she says the police are just not doing enough. And Redcoat's watching.
Great. Through the window. The girls show up at Aria's. And Aria's like, why didn't you ring the fucking doorbell? And I don't get this. This is like, are we adding a line for more time? Or we need to fill some time? Because Spencer's like, we thought your dad might be home. Or can they not know that they're here? Like, I'm confused. Maybe.
And they tell Aria about Clark and the abandoned doll factory. And like, Aria goes, wait, that's totally normal.
That's actually for Clark. That's pretty normal.
This is actually, if what happened tonight hadn't happened tonight and I didn't need to really sit with my feelings tonight, I probably would. It's like my favorite time to go. And it's a full moon tonight.
Clark and so I go all the time. We just go for little midnight jaunts.
There's this window that has a crack in it, and when there's a full moon, the beam of light that comes through and shines on the abandoned doll factory.
It's a little bit fractured through the glass crack.
It's really something special. So that's what
Clark
was doing.
Probably why Lieutenant Butterscotch said my photos were so declarative and succinct. Is it declarative or declarative?
I think it's declarative because declare.
I know, but that doesn't mean that's how you say that. Sorry, okay. Phoebe, but that doesn't mean that's how you say
that. All right. I think most people say declarative.
Oh, I don't know.
A declarative statement.
People don't really say it that much.
I feel like every time I was in school and it was like your declarative statement.
Maybe.
It was declarative, not declarative.
Well, okay, except for you say declarations. So, boom, just poked a hole in your entire argument.
So, boom.
So, my job.
But I can use that same argument and say, how? Okay, but you say declare.
But you say declaration. So if we're saying declare, yeah, but that's because there's an either.
Caroline wants an excuse to walk around and sound pretentious.
No, I don't. I'm being serious.
I also, last night at the bar.
You just admit you don't know for a fact.
Well, I don't know for a fact.
Okay, neither
I
of
say
us
declarative.
Do. I don't think you use the word. I don't think either of us use the word, and that's why neither of us know. But I did used to work in insurance, and I said declarations all the time. And so that makes me think.
Maybe. I don't
it's
know.
It's maybe declarative instead
of.
To
be completely frank,
it's
I don't care.
I can't remember any
you
English
can't even
anymore.
Say it. But last night at the bar, we were watching the Steelers game, and rest in peace. They kept playing the commercial for Troyan's new show.
Oh, yes.
And Cammy goes, "You guys have to cover that."
And she wrote into our thing.
I was like, "We are. We're going to do the first episode of it." And I can't wait for us to just project Spencer Hastings onto this character, because I think there's something so funny about the idea that years down the line Spencer Hastings is like, you know what,
is a cop,
I'm just gonna do it.
She's like, if you want something done, you have to do it yourself.
Exactly.
Literally,
she moves back to Rosewood, and she's like,
and it looks like she might be having kind of an inappropriate relationship in the
classic show,
and I am like, okay, it really is Spencer Hastings. Not
yes.
that she's not a victim, you guys,
that's
but
our
still.
Girl.
All right, so oh, I love when Aria goes, what did you ask him? Did you just ask Clark what he was doing? They're like, no, we didn't get out of the car. Like, it's called a stakeout, Aria.
We don't like abandon. We don't want to go near the abandoned doll
factory.
Yeah,
like what? So then we see LB in her office, and she's watching surveillance video of someone swapping the photos.
Yeah.
And
it kind
of
looks like
Reese. Yes, it does. And then we get our A scene.
Jesus Christ.
This is a little much.
This is a... We see the trunk of a limo. There's a suit for prom, and then a bunch of shit for murdering someone.
There's one thing for a freaking school dance, and the rest of it is for a cold-blooded murder.
Sounds
like a fun night.
There's rope. There's duct tape. There's all this stuff that is scary.
There's
looking.
Like six syringes full of a mysterious liquid.
Terrible. And then A goes into the limo and knocks on the partition. Driver, roll down
driver
the, partition,
roll
please.
The partition, please.
Our mom hates that
hates
song.
That song. She hates Surfboard.
Well, she also hates Drunk in Love.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
And anyway, so then the partition rolls down and Redcoat is the one driving. Okay, A.
Okay.
We didn't be chivalrous. We didn't have the woman driving the car.
I know. And then, well, how do we know it's a woman?
The
Did
hair.
You just literally spoil it?
Don't
I can't see any hair.
I feel like we do see
I
hair.
I see zero hair in that. No hair at all. Not a single hair. And and Redcoat hands A tickets to prom. Oh, no, girls. I fear the school's right. You should not go. You should not be going to this,
Let's
I promise.
Let's make your own.
Let's, yeah. And I also like how earlier in the episode, they're talking about how Shower's never been to prom. And I'm like, yeah, you guys didn't even let her go to the prom you had at Charles's Dollhouse. She was there. She got to hear the prom and not even go.
She's like, what is that song? I've never heard Natasha and Betty Field.
Literally, like, it's so funny. Anyway,
what a fever dream that Unwritten is the song that was played.
I totally forgot that, but now that you say it, insane.
So funny. All right,
the synopsis for next week. Next week's episode is called Last Dance,
this
so I guess we're going.
This is the big episode.
Okay, exciting. It is prom time at Rosewood High, except for Allison, Aria, Emily, Hannah, and Spencer, who have been banned.
Maybe that's why Allison didn't go. She's pissed at the girls. She didn't go to the art gallery because she's pissed, because she's like, I wasn't even kept in the dollhouse.
Maybe. She's and like, this I don't has nothing to do with me.
And now I finally have a hot she's boyfriend. Literally,
yeah. She's like, this actually has nothing to do with me. So,
except, okay,
good
I,
luck.
Okay, I know that there's word on the street that I did break into the police department, and maybe it looks like it does have something to do with me, but it doesn't.
Yeah, and guys, let's define breaking in. I literally had an idea to get in. Like, I had the code. It's fine. Anyway, the girls have been banned due to, quote, security concerns. Oh my God. So the time jump is approaching.
It is. This is wild.
I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm scared. I'm excited and scared. Blech.
You know? All right, y'all.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, make sure you go listen to our episode from Tuesday. We are breaking down all things reality television and pop culture this week. And then you're going to get a little Patreon episode tomorrow. So make sure you're tuned into that as well for all paid members. We love you guys so much. Please give us a 5-star review if you love us, and tell someone you know that you love us too. That would just be the nicest thing you could do. All right, we love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
And splat.